You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The Cleveland Browns proudly support the United Way of Greater Cleveland as they mobilize our community to advance education, income, and health. Join us and live united at UnitedWayCleveland.org. Very pleased to bring into the show right now one of the newer Browns players, although he's not new to the National Football League, but he has joined this football team at wide receiver, Anthony Armstrong. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Vic. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing well, and you're doing well. Watching you out there in practice these last few weeks, you're noticeable because you're catching what's coming your way. You're getting open. Has it looked, from your vantage point, I know you're critically evaluating everything and dealing with coaches and meetings afterward, but to us, the naked eye and whatever we may see on tape afterward, is it feeling as good to you as it looks to us?
Oh, yeah, it feels really good. You know, whenever you get back in this offense that I've had a history in, this is basically knocking off some of the dust and some of the rust and being able to get out there and run fast. You know, there's obviously a few things I want to clean up, but where I'm at right now is definitely making me feel really well.
Anthony Armstrong joining us, had 871 yards, averaged nearly 20 yards a catch, fourth in the NFL in that 2010 season with seven catches of more than 40 yards for Kyle Shanahan. What is it about this offense that suits you so well?
You know, with the running game, if you get the running game going, that's when you're going to get the big plays and the play action. And Kyle presses speed and getting down the field, selling the same route stems, things like that, that make the safeties bite up, and then you're wide open going over the top. So being able to run fast and taking advantage of the safeties is one thing, and then when they play deep, you have the option sometimes to sit down and then catch 20-yard passes as well. So it's kind of a pick your poison.
That's such a great point you made, too, about selling the same route all the time. You got to be consistent with that, right? Because you don't want to give them any advantage at all. But that's a hard thing from a discipline. It's maybe not as hard for you, but I'm saying for a younger receiver, maybe that, and I hear the coaches say this, how you basically have to run the route identically each time, but then you do something different off with your stems.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It's something that people, you know, they have to get used to after a while. If you have a certain route and you have unfavorable leverage, you just have to trust the route and run it anyways. You know, guys will come out of their breaks too early, you know, or they'll just make a decision that's wrong and it won't be favorable to them and the quarterback can't make the throw, and that's where you have a little miscommunications.
And this is a team, as you talked about, is going to run the football to set up that pass. But one thing I've noticed, and it talks to your point about running things the same way, is you've had success getting deep, but when you go sell the deep route and break it off on the end, that's been kind of your bread and butter, at least in my eyes so far in this OTA, hitting that kind of 18-yard dig, so on and so forth. Especially with Johnny Manziel, you guys seem to have a little bit of chemistry, the two of you, in the early going.
You know, when I came in on the rookie minicamp, and, you know, I came and asked him a question right off top. I was like, you know, I've heard about you. You know, you're all over the TV. You know, I just want to get my own, you know, understanding of who you are. So I just kept it straight up blunt with him. And I think everything's kind of working out. He doesn't talk very much, but, you know, I try to force some stuff out of him. And I think he's getting comfortable. And it's good to have somebody on his side.
Starting off in the rookie minicamp, you did develop some chemistry with him, but you're also working with Brian Hoyer. And you two seem to also have good chemistry on the field. What are the differences right now? Not necessarily in their development, but where they are in the offense. What are the differences in those two quarterbacks as you see it, as a guy catching passes from them?
Well, I think basically is what you can expect between an NFL veteran and a rookie. Brian obviously understands timing. He understands his reads. Not saying Johnny doesn't, but, you know, Brian can go from
progress.
He can go from 1 to 2 to 3, you know. And balls are going to be a little bit more on time. Johnny is trying to learn the playbook, learn formations, trying to call the plays. And he goes back. He may go 1 to 2, but, you know, the 2 may be a little bit late. He may hang on 1 a little bit too long. And it's something that he's going to get worked out. You know, he's doing a lot of good things. He's definitely made a lot of strides from 3 weeks ago in rookie camp.
We're visiting with Anthony Armstrong, wide receiver for the Browns here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. With your advanced knowledge of Kyle Shanahan's offense, how much are you doing in the way of teaching, if not, you know, mentoring even the other players about specific things that you can show them at field level, at playing level, that, you know, maybe you don't always get sitting in a meeting room?
You know, I try to share all the knowledge I can, and guys are not afraid to come and ask me questions, and I know that if I can get them to do the right thing, it's going to help them get open and ultimately can help me get open if I have a complimentary route. So if they break too early, I'll be like, hey, you need to make sure you get your depth because you're helping this other guy get open and it's going to make the offense roll around. So just sharing the information is something that, you know, I don't have a problem doing. if you're going to outplay me, then you're going to outplay me. But I'm going to at least give you some of the tools to so you can be successful.
And that's just such a positive veteran approach, and not something that you hear very often in the NFL. And I like that. And you've been, you know, you had the great season with Washington, then kind of bounced around a little bit. Do you see this kind of as your last chance to really live this dream?
You know, honestly, you could say that. You know, I sat out all last year, and I pursued some different opportunities in the offseason. And I didn't know if anything was going to come from it. You know, I ended up having a workout with another team, and then Kyle gave me a call, said they're going to bring me in for another workout here. And, you know, I just want to be able to take advantage of any and all opportunities that come to me. And the familiarity that I have with Kyle, Mike McDaniels, Richard Hightower, that just helps me out to make me feel that much more comfortable. And all I got to do is go run around and catch passes.
Anthony, give us a feel, if you can, for what Kyle is all about as a coordinator, as a play caller. What are some of the things that, you know, just people should know about the way he's going to approach it here?
You know, Kyle is, he's a guy, he does like to throw the ball, but he also knows that you have to set up that run. You could probably expect some big seasons from, you know, from Ben Tate and Terrence West and whoever gets back there, but you also know that there are going to be some big plays thrown down the field. It should be some exciting games, you know. The defense is pretty staunch out there. They're pretty difficult. They throw a lot of stuff at you, so if they can stop some offenses and we get to go out there and just have fun running around, it should be some good games up there in Cleveland.
Does a day like today, where clearly it looked like the defense was ahead, it looked like separation was very hard to come by for all receivers, does that at all get frustrating? Where are you guys a little bit down, and how do you come out of this as an offense from a practice like this?
You know, it is frustrating, but after you've been in it a little while, you understand that the defense is usually ahead. You know, they're calling stuff that's 2 days ahead, and you're trying to stick to your base stuff. We're not scheming our defense. We're just trying to run plays and learn everything. But all in all, if you can get better against the worst possible situation, then whenever you get in the game, it's going to be easy.
And you're going against a defense that has a lot of talent on that back end. Joe Hayden, Buster Screen, Justin Gilbert brought in, Dante Whitner, Tayshawn Gibson, and others. What's your assessment of this defensive backfield right now for the Browns?
They're pretty crafty. You know, Aaron Glenn has them doing a lot of high-level vet moves to stay in coverage, you know. But I love the competition. You know, I saw Joe got that well-deserved contract, and when I signed on, I was like, I can't wait to work against him. You know, I mean, he's one of the top corners in the league, if not one of the top two, you know, so depending on who you ask. But I thrive off of that competition. I know that he's trying to get better. I want to get better working against him, and it's a give and take.
Yeah, and the whole thing is you guys kind of helping each other, the two sort of units that are out there. And I'm guessing it's probably a good thing to be challenged by this defense on a regular basis, because I'm not going to say it's going to make games any easier, but I'm assuming that that's the idea, right? That you want to, if it's harder for you, and I've heard this with teams that have great defenses, that the offense goes into games and then the opponents don't seem that difficult.
And that is honestly the truth.
Okay.
You know, you think that the only time that it doesn't happen is whenever they run a look that is completely new that you haven't seen on tape. Mm-hmm. And then if it's new to us, it's probably new to them as well. But for the most part, teams are going to fall into a certain line, and they're going to do what they're most comfortable doing. If I'm seeing something from practice and it's extremely difficult in the game, their chances are they're not going to play that. DBs don't want to end up on SportsCenter. You know, moms in the stands, they don't want to get beat. So they're usually going to play a little bit more loose. They're not going to play as aggressive.
Right. Have you had an opportunity to really, it sounds like probably yes, given that you were blunt with Johnny Manziel, but to talk to Josh Gordon and to see a guy with his physical talents, know what's going on with him off the field, have you gotten to give him any kind of veteran perspective or at least gotten to know the guy? What do you think of him so far?
Yeah, he is definitely very talented.
Amazing.
The guy catches the ball so easily, and it's like so frustrating. It's like I'm out here like fighting the ball to catch it, but he just does it with ease. But I haven't had a sit down with him, you know, but I try to stay, you know, just stay working with him, stay on him and keep him uplifted. I mean, he's out there working hard and he's doing a lot of good things. So, you know, I'm just letting him be him, but definitely if he wants to talk, I'm there for him.
And it's a team with a young superstar, a megastar in Josh Gordon. It's a team that, you know, has some of these undrafted free agent rookies who you've been talking about working with. But then there really is a good group of you veteran receivers, yourself, Andrew Hawkins, Miles Austin, Nate Burleson, Earl Bennett. What's it like kind of being in that mix with this kind of wide receiver group?
Oh, man, I think that's great. I think it's a blessing, honestly. You have that much experience spread out. All the undrafted rookies have basically a library of knowledge that they can feed from. And then on the other side, I can learn from Miles. I can learn from Nate. and they can ask me questions because I've been in the offense. And it's really a give and take. Everybody is working well together. You know, they're asking questions, and it's really fun just to be around everybody.
Do you sense that, and again, you've been part of another team, other teams, you know kind of the whole chemistry thing, how it comes together. There's still a lot of younger people around here, but everybody wants to believe that that needle is pointing up. What's your sense of that? How did, when you walked in from, say, day one that you got in that locker room to now we're 3 weeks into OTAs, what's your feel for how it's coming together? Is it coming together?
I think it is coming together slowly but surely. You know, obviously, going against the defense, you're not getting the exact looks that you want to go against, and not being able to be in pads, it makes some of the blocking, at least in the run game, kind of difficult, and that can get frustrating for the O-line. But when you go back and look at the tape, they always say it's never as bad as you think, and it's never as good as you think. So if you think you have a bad day and you really look at it, you say, you're all in position except for one person missed his guy. And it's hard to, you know, do it without pads, but you're one block away from having a 2-yard run turn into a 20-yard run. And then if you can just continue harping on those positive aspects of the practices, then you're able to translate that into some positivity moving forward. And I think that we're going to have a pretty explosive offense, and hopefully that translates to some wins.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about, and translating to wins for a first-year head coach in Mike Pettine. What's your experience with him, and how's he doing so far in your mind as a first-year head coach?
You know, he's doing a good job. You know, he doesn't talk too much either, but when you go and speak to him, he will crack a joke to you. So that's definitely refreshing. You never know what to expect from a defensive coach, at least from an offensive side of things. You know, they always want to blitz and then hit all the time. You don't know if they're always serious about business or if they can actually relax. And, you know, I like working with Mike. He's definitely somebody you can easily go up and talk to, and he doesn't have a problem cracking a joke with you.
Well, I'll tell you what, Anthony, we've appreciated you taking
absolutely.
The time to join us. We hope you can come back more frequently. We'd love to have you on the show.
Well, you know I'm here pretty much every day.
Yeah, you're right down. We know where to find you.
Yeah,
that's
just,
right.
Just holler at me. I'll make my way upstairs.
DJ and the rest of our great PR crew, I know, will help us do that too. Thank you, and we wish you all the best, and we'll talk again soon.
Hey, thank you very much. You have a good one.
Anthony Armstrong, wide receiver for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and enjoying a chance to visit with him and kind of get to know somebody new on this football team and what he's all about. But he brings a lot of experience to the table. We are going to have much, much more for you on this show. We're going to do, what are we going to do, Nathan? We're going to have our, after further review, the segment that sweeps the nation. How could I forget that? That's coming up. We'll have questions from our producer and Casey Koulis. That'll be coming up next on CBD. And call us 216-578-0850. Talk to you.